Morning. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, open your Bibles with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. No, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, excuse me. You know, we've already had church and we're having church, and one of the things the Lord wants us to understand that God takes us to glory to glory by His Spirit, okay? And God has some things that He wants to say to us that He always has a word for now. Look at the one next to you and say, today is the day that the Lord has made. I will choose to rejoice. I will choose to be glad in it. It's all a choice. No one can choose that for me. No circumstance or situation can choose that for me. That doesn't mean that situations and circumstances will not come, but I don't have to give in to them. If I truly believe God and His Word, and greater is He that is in me than he that is in this world, then I've got to let the greater one in me and you have the control. The Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Thessalonica and 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. And I'll go with verse number 11 to start this message today. He says, as you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father doth his children, that you would walk worthy of the Lord who have called you unto his kingdom and glory. Look at the one next to you and say, God called you to be here today. He purposed before the creation of man for you to be here. And if God purposed for you to be here, he has a plan in your life. He says he will never change his mind concerning you. The call is for us to change our minds concerning him. And he says to us in verse number 13, and this is where I'm going to focus the message this morning. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. The title of this morning's message is, I just used faith comes by hearing. And so he's calling for us to listen. When we listen, he'll lift us up. As he lifts us up, we'll learn a lesson that will be beneficial for us in our walk with the Lord. Amen? So let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of his word. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're grateful that you sent it to this house to accomplish what you sent it here to do. Now, Father, I pray as Isaiah prayed of old, Father God, send the angel with the tongs to the altar, and may he take them tongs and get the coals and place these coals upon my lips, because I'm a man of unclean lips, Father God. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every ear that's here, Father God. For those that are in the sanctuary, for those that are on the website, for those that are in Facebook, Father God, be glorified and magnified in and through it all. And Father God, when all is said and done, you'll receive all the glory and the honor and praise. So no matter where we are in our walk with you, you're going to meet us right where we're at, but you're going to love on us not to leave us there, but to take us from glory to glory, even as by your Spirit. So, Lord, we say, have your way in this atmosphere, and we'll never cease to give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. One of the biggest difficulties we have in the time that we're living in today is to listen. We kind of listen, but we really don't give anything or too many things our full attention. We're distracted in so many different areas. We live in such a fast pace and such a fast society, and we got our phones, and our phones are blinging and dinging, and things are going on, and there seems to be no time to really sit back and listen. But God says this today, listen, listen. Listen to what the Spirit of God has to say to you today, because he loves you and he has a plan in your life. And he'll meet you right where you're at. And he'll meet you in the circumstance and situation, but he won't leave you there. Amen. Because he has great and mighty plans for each and every one of us. Listen to me. Listen to me. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it feels like, you have to remember that you belong to him, and he has a plan, and he has a purpose for your life, and he will not change his mind. He's going to meet you right where you're at, and he's going to wrap his loving arms around you and love you and give you guidance and direction. Man, when I was listening, you know, Lord, that's one of the things I have to do, because I got such a big mouth. Hello? I got to talk less and listen more. Hello? Is there anyone in the house like me? Does anybody talk too much? Does anybody interrupt before somebody finishes a sentence and try to give them the answer? And what does that do to the person that's talking to you? You know what it does to them? It shuts them down. I got to work in that area. Amen. I got to work on that area of my life. Amen. How many know that all of us are a work in progress? How many know that none of us have arrived yet? How many know that we're all on a journey? Amen. But one thing God wants you to know today, you're not on this journey by yourself. He's not only with you, but he's placed brothers and sisters in Christ beside you that we walk together. Blessed are they that dwell together in unity. It's like the anointing of God that flows from the head to the beard, to the shoulders, to the skirts. And there God evokes the blessing. Amen. God's here to bless us today. So when I was looking at listening, don't take for granted that everybody is in the same place you are. God says, I'm to meet everybody where they're at. And God's going to meet you where you're at today. Every last one. Whether you're up here or whether you're... Now, wait a minute when I say up here doesn't mean that you're any closer to God than the one down here. Don't you think that just because you got the Holy Spirit and God's using you for gifts, that you're up here and these other people are down here? God says that person right there is just as, there's an equal level with you, with him. Amen. So let's not look down our noses at people. That's one of the things that happens in the religious community. The religious community wants to look down their nose at people. I'm going to leave that alone because the Holy Spirit didn't tell me to preach on that. So go with me to Matthew 13, and we're talking about listening. Jesus is giving he's edifying or bringing the showing them the parable. He's giving the explanation to them, and our English language would be to explain it. And it's the parable of listening or ears. In verse number 18, he says, Matthew 13, verse 18. He says, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed in the stony places, the same is he that heareth the word and again with joy receiveth it. And have he not rooted himself, but dureth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that received the seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that receiveth the seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, and the which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. If you look, the bearer of fruit is only the one that hears and understands. The devil cannot steal from you what you understand. He can only steal from you what you're confused about. And he's the author of confusion. And where there's confusion, there's every evil work. So God says, as we're looking at it, we see all in this parable here, he's speaking to somebody in some place, to every last one of us that is in this room. And he's not leaving anyone out. He does not leave anyone out. And he wants you to know that you're valuable and you have great worth. And he cares about what you're going through. And he doesn't miss it all. But he wants you to listen to hear. And when I was looking at that, the Lord reminded me in Acts chapter 2, after Pentecost, I like the Holy Ghost myself. I don't know what I would do without the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen? But the word says in Acts 2:41, then they that gladly received his word, they were listening, and were baptized. They were immersed into the kingdom of God. Amen? The baptism didn't save them. The word saved them. And the same day, there were added to them about 3,000 souls. But there's what they did. And this is where many miss it. Verse number 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and of prayers. They're studying to show themselves approved workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So if I listen to the word and I'm learning and I'm understanding, I got to put it to practice. You know, we're not just meeting to meet. We're meeting to equip you. We're meeting to encourage you. We're meeting to use you to reach others for the kingdom of God. Amen. God's in the spiritual multiplication process. And I was looking at that, and the Lord took me to Acts chapter 17. Acts 17. Now we're at Berea. It's kind of interesting in Berea. In the Assemblies of God, we took the Berean studies, okay? I graduated from Berea College, or, you know, that's where I got my studies done. And all of a sudden, the apostle is writing, he's speaking to those in Berea, but he says in verse number 11, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, where our text is today, and that they received the word with all readiness of mind. But they didn't stop there. And they searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Now, if we truly believe this is a workplace for you to grow and to manifest, everybody ought to have a sheet of paper out and a pencil to take notes. Because you're not going to remember what's said. You're not going to remember where to look. You're not going to remember where to study. You're putting more weight on yourself than you need to. Amen. You know, when the word comes forth this week you should study this word throughout the week. And you should call me up and give me some revelation that the Lord showed you. Hallelujah. Because he speaks to each and every one of us. Amen. Hey, this is a classroom. Hello? Amen. And we're all growing together. Amen. No one's arrived yet. Amen. Every time I think I got somewhere, he opens up another room of my house and shows me how messy it is. You know, the Bible says, I saw it one time, the Bible says our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost dwells in us. And God showed me something like this temple is like a temple. It's like this big building, and there's all kinds of rooms in this building. And God just doesn't come in and clean out the house. He comes in, he touches this room. He cleans up this room, and then he goes to the next room. And then he goes to the next room. And when I think that I've got it all together, he opens up another door, and he shows me another room. Amen. God says that we're all a work in progress. We're being sanctified. We're being set apart for the kingdom of God and for his glory. And the sanctification is a process that takes our entire lifetime. Nobody's arrived yet unless they're already in his presence. Hallelujah. Are you with me? So first he says, as we're listening, all of a sudden it begins to lift us up. How many know the word will lift you up? Amen. Every morning I have a shouting spree in my office, and you probably don't want to hear some of the stuff that comes out there. Hallelujah. But in Psalms 119, I'm talking about to lift us up, and God wants to lift our hearts up. He wants to lift our spirits up. Amen. It's a good thing to serve the Lord. Amen. The adversary wants you to think that you're missing things in this world by serving God. And God wants you to understand the things of the world are destroying you and killing you. And he's come to give you life. Amen. So we understand that there's a battle that's going on. We're living in a world that is dying. And we have the words and the answers of life in there, Jesus Christ. But at the same time, the devil is always trying to lie to us. He's the author of deception. Amen. And I love what the psalmist says in Psalms 119. He says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? And there's a question mark there. By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander off from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. If I'm not depositing it, if I'm not studying it, if I, you know, I memorize the word, I study the word, amen? And when I'm fighting battles, the Holy Spirit brings the word to remembrance, and when the word comes to remembrance, I'm fighting him with the warfare of God's word, amen? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for pulling down every stronghold. That means we have to cast down every imagination that exalts itself above the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So he reminded me of this in Romans chapter 10 to lift us up. Romans 10, write it down. You don't have to go there. I'll read it to you. You just write it down and purpose in your heart to study it later. Hallelujah. Why do I say that? Because many times when you finally get to the place, I'm already somewhere else. Are you saying? Amen. So if we take a pen and a note, bring your Bibles. It's good to have your word. I'm not saying not to have your word, practice getting in your word, but have your word, write down the scriptures, and use them for your devotions for the week. Use them for your study for the week. Amen. And watch and see what the Lord does. Those ways that the adversary has been beating you up, God's going to speak to you through the week as you study this out, as you read it. You know, it's kind of interesting that we get it in our heart. Matter of fact, in Romans 10, verse 8, the Apostle Paul says, but what saith it, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, the word of faith, which we preach. So then faith comes by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by the what?
Word.
Faith is the substance of things what? That we're hoping for. The evidence of things what? Not seen. But without faith is what? It's impossible to please him. For they that God come to him must believe what? That he is God. And that he is what? He is a rewarder to them that do what? Diligently seek him. Amen? And I diligently seek him in his word. Because he has something that he wants to say to me privately. I'm speaking corporately, and I'm also speaking individually, because God's going to speak to everyone. Amen? Because he has a plan and purpose for your life. So, in Colossians chapter 3, verse number 16, the apostle says this. He says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Hey, let me say something to you. God called you to be part of this body. Amen? God called you to be a part of the body. The devil's always constantly trying to separate. Amen? The devil always would say, well, it looks good, better over here. It looks better over there. And it's not better over here. And it's not better over there. If you're where God called you to be, you'll be blessed, and you'll grow, and you'll do things for the kingdom of God. Amen? But he tells us this in verse number 16. He said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by him. You know, one of the things the Lord says to us, he says, in everything give thanks, for that is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Now, sometimes I have a problem giving thanks for adversity. I said, Father, I just have a problem giving thanks for that. And then the Father said to me, he said, son, don't you know that I love you? Don't you know that I'm helping you to grow to be the man I called you to be? So don't you know that this is working together for your benefit, because I know exactly what you need? Hello? God says he'll never allow more on us than we can bear. God says he will never allow more on us than we bear, and he'll always offer an avenue of escape. Sometimes when things were overwhelming and beat us up, it's because we didn't step out the door when he told us to step out the door. Amen. Amen. You know, not every battle is for this day. Some battles are for now, tomorrow, or for next week. And if God isn't in it, we ain't going to win it. Amen. Look the one next to you and say, if God isn't in it, you're not going to win it. Amen. That's some pretty good stuff. So we're listening. God's lifted us by his word. And it becomes the learning for us. You know, I was reminded that the learning curve. Sometimes I'm way off the mark. But what he wants to say to us in this learning, ever learning, but never coming to the full knowledge of the truth. Amen. So if I've got to the place where I think I've got it all, I don't know about you, but I open the Bible and I'm reading the Bible and I get this and man, I finally got that revelation, whatever. And then that's 3 months later, God takes me to the same scripture and he opens up a total different level of it and shows me something new that I never saw before. Amen. And it's new every morning. Amen. It's nothing old about it. Amen. It's new every day. And God will take you from glory to glory to glory by his Spirit. It never gets dull. It never gets boring. If you allow the Spirit of God to open the eyes of your understanding to see what God wants to do and say in your heart and life. Amen. So he says to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 13. The Apostle Paul says this. He says, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Amen. In other words, God's saying to us that, hey, we're learning something. Amen. We're growing. We're listening. He's lifting us up. We're learning. Amen. Ever learning. I love what the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verse number 16. I want to speak here, and I'm probably going to speak something. Let me see what the Lord wants to say. The Apostle Paul said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. God says, don't be ashamed of me. Every time you share the gospel, it accomplishes something. Amen. It doesn't mean every time you share the gospel, they're going to say a sinner's prayer or give their heart to Jesus. It means every time that you share the gospel, it accomplishes something in the heart. Absolutely. It accomplishes something in the atmosphere. God says, don't be ashamed of me because I'm not ashamed of you. Hallelujah. Amen. Then he said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. He said, as it is written, the just shall live, shall live by
faith.
What's faith? The substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, if he says without faith it's impossible to please him, when the adversary comes into me, comes in like a flood, I have to remember what God said, let faith arise when the enemy comes in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him. Amen? Through faith of God's word. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man he need to repent. What God said he'll do. Amen. So we're looking at, look at your neighbor and say, faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Are you listening? Are you being lifted? Are you learning? When I looked at that, the Lord reminded me of the old prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 15. Jeremiah 15. Man, I love the Lord. Here's what he wants to get in our hearts today about learning. Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 15, verse 16, he said, thy words were found, and I did eat them. Unless I get it in here. The core is your very core. This is the heart the Bible speaks about. Not your heart that pumps blood to your Bible, to your body. Your heart is the very core of your being. And this is the core of your being, which is where the Holy Spirit is dwelling. I'm impregnated with the Holy Spirit, but I'm not going to give birth to a baby. Thank you, Jesus. But Jeremiah said it like this. Thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. In other words, when the adversary comes in, I got to recognize who I am in Christ Jesus. I got to recognize that I'm a more than a conqueror through Christ that gives me strength, but I got to be trusting in him. I've got to be resting in him. I got to be dependent on him. You know, when my kids grew up, they moved out, they became dependents. They're no longer my dependents, but they're God's dependents. Amen. And they're depending on him. Amen. Even though I'm a father and a grandfather and hopefully a long time for a great grandfather, whenever the Lord sees fit. Better watch what I say. But God wants us to know that when he sends his word to us, it's important that we listen. Amen? And to let him put it to practice to lift us up. If he is the glory and the lifter of my head, if I'm not lifted up, I really can't get excited to tell somebody else about him. How many know you can tell when somebody's telling the truth or when they're faking it?
Oh yeah.
Come on, let's be real. Come on. You're around that. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We can't fake this joy. We can't fake the fruits of the Spirit. We can't fake love, joy, and peace, and long-suffering, and kindness, and gentleness, and meekness, and temperance, and faith. We can't fake them. We got to allow the Spirit of God to go to work in our hearts and lives to accomplish what God said he would do.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know about you, but that excites me. So that means I pay attention. I'm listening. I'm doing better. I was one that they diagnosed with attention deficit disorder. All right, so the Lord said he gave me something there's times where when I study the word, there's nothing to distract me because I'm easily distracted. Hello, anybody else like me? Amen. Amen. So I have to put myself in a private area Because to stay focused. If I truly want God to do something in my heart and life so I could do all the things he's called me to do and I can fight all the enemies and the battles and that's coming my way, I need to be alone with him. I need to hear his word and know that it's coming from him to me. And I only get that when I'm alone with him by myself. Amen. It's kind of interesting. I shared before, once he comes in and gets on me and this glory of the Lord is, fills me with the Spirit, then I go out in the park and I minister to everyone. This guy's running and singing and shouting and raising hands and people say, what's up with you? So I get the opportunity to share the gospel and lead people to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Because it's all about him. It's all about him. So in closing today, we say that God wants us to listen. When we listen, it'll lift us up. When he lifts us up, we become learning. We learn more. But in 2 Timothy chapter 1, the Apostle Paul is writing to his student Timothy. I wanted to lock on to the word. I want to lock in me. Amen. The apostle said to his student, and when speaking to a student, he's speaking to us all because we're all students of the gospel. He said, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me and faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. You see, he's the keeper of the word that you're discipling, that you're depositing. God created, now God's in us, and God in us knows everything, and he knows the word. But he did make us robots. He gave us a will. He wanted you and I to serve him because we wanted to, not because we had to. He could have created us as a robot and just do as I say. But he gave us all independence. And he wants you and I to deposit the word ourselves. And even though the Holy Spirit knows the word from Genesis to Revelations by every word, the Holy Spirit will only remind you of what you deposited. So if we're not depositing, we can't withdraw. Amen. So we want to do. We want to have a thick balance. But what God does, it's not only a balance for you, but it's a balance for others. Because I take some of the measure that God's placed in me becomes a measure for you. And a measure for you. And a measure for you. And a measure for each and every one of us. That God loves us all so much and he has great plans and purposes for our life. I love that word where he says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for good and not for evil. Plans to give you a hope and an expected end. Just got to feed that spirit, man. Amen. We don't want to starve the Spirit of God that's in us. Are you listening? So what is he saying to you and I today, simply in closing today? One, we got to constantly listen. We got to block out all of the distraction to listen to what the Lord has to say. As we listen to him, he will lift us up out of our circumstances. He'll give us guidance. The Bible says the steps of a good man have been ordered by the Lord, and he finds the light in his way. Now, I want to hear from the Lord to get to the light, to not to the destruction. Because the adversary is constantly always trying to destroy. And God says this comes by us learning, ever learning, but never fully coming to the knowledge of the truth. And God wants you to know, no matter where you are in your walk with Him, He has a plan and purpose on your life. And He will not change His mind concerning you, but He asked you, will you change your mind concerning me? Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're so grateful that you sent your word to accomplish what you sent it here to do. First and foremost, the Lord wants to speak to those that were walking with you, walking with the Lord, but things have come up and separated you from Him, and He's calling you back. He's reminding you today of how valuable and how important you are, and that all your answers are in Him. And if that is you, would you slip up your hand and say, the Lord is speaking to me. May I see your hand? I see that hand. I see that hand. I see that hand. I see that hand. I see it. And you know what? The truth of the matter is every hand in the place ought to go up. Father, we're so grateful for the call of God that's upon every heart and every life of each and every one that's gathered here today. Father, I pray a fresh measure of your Spirit to be upon them, Father God. I pray for you to strengthen them in your power and might. For that one that drifted away, may they just return to you and say, Lord, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. I acknowledge that you died on the cross, that you arose from the grave, that you paid the penalty for my sins, that you purchased me a place in heaven. Father, forgive me all my sins. Fill me, Lord Jesus. Fill me, Lord Jesus, with your Holy Spirit. My body is now your temple. Holy Ghost, have your way in my life. I need your guidance. I need your direction. I need your help. You're my very present help in time of need. So, Lord, we praise you and we give you glory for all that you've done and all that you're doing, Father God. In Jesus' name.